So you're resigning on June 15th?
I am, yeah. So I'm currently serving on the city council, and in August, I'm going to be moving to Boston to pursue a master's of public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School. And before that, I'm going to be traveling through Europe for 5 weeks. So I won't really have the time that I would like to dedicate to city council for the next couple months until my term is up. So I'm going to be resigning June 15th. I picked that date because the budget is due on the 15th, and that's kind of really the prime thing city council does and the really important thing. So I wanted to make sure to serve through the end of that, and then I'll be able to resign, and it'll give them enough time to appoint someone who can have somewhat of a meaningful term to finish out my term until October.
So you're going to Harvard, you're going to be studying public policy in the fall. And did serving on city council in any way feed into that decision to choose that course of study?
Oh, most definitely. I was interested in public policy. I'd kind of thought I was going to go for a master's of public policy, but I was also pretty interested in education. And I'm still interested in both, but being on city council really broadened my view, and it really showed me how important local government is to the lives of people, how many major decisions are made on these small local councils and governments. So being able to take this experience I've had and go in to study it will really, it'll make my studying a lot more meaningful because I'll have kind of this basis that I can ground it in, and I kind of have an idea now of what I want to do and what I want to look at. And one of the main things it's shown me is how important understanding budgeting is and understanding the money. So I'm definitely going to make sure to spend extra time taking classes and looking into that when I'm at school.
And what's your plans afterwards? Do you plan to return to Bethel with this master's degree?
Yes, I'm planning to return home. I don't really know what I'm going to pursue once I get back, and I'm open to taking maybe a couple years and exploring other things throughout the country, throughout the world. But I do hope to come back to Bethel.
And is there anything in particular that you learned while serving on city council that you're going to carry forward into this degree program?
Yeah, I think it's that like no governing body should be ignored or overlooked. And especially right now when we're kind of in the midst of this presidential election and all of these big names and big ideas being floated around, I think people really need to focus in on their local elections and the smaller ones and understand how much power is actually there and how many of the major decisions that really affect their lives on a day-to-day basis are made by people who, I mean, city council only had 16, 17% of registered voters showed up to vote. So it's a pretty small subset of people who show up and are kind of electing these bodies that make major decisions.
Well, thank you for coming by the studio.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Chuck Herman, Bethel City Council member.